I'll get started. Senator Ingerson, Representative Plucker, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. My name is Dr. Hobson Machado, and I serve as a food science specialist and a food safety educator for the University of Maine Cooperative Extension. I help Maine farmers and food entrepreneurs make safe foods and assist processors in adapting to changing regulations when selling local food and beverage products. It is with this expertise and experience that I'm here today to inform you your consideration of LD 1947. Okay, with all that introduction out of the way, a lot have been said today about this proposed bill. So I just want to have a conversation with you guys. On my written testimony, there's a lot of information there. At the end of the day, even with a PhD title and all that fancy stuff, I pretty much make a profession out of teaching people how to wash their hands and make sure they don't eat poop. I always make that joke when I talk with, pardon my language, I always make that joke when I talk with new folks, any type of stakeholder, because it's kind of true. At the end of the day, that's kind of what I do. The hand washing part as a stand-in for personal hygiene and overall food safety and cleanliness, and don't eat poop as a stand-in for we should be striving to make our food in a way that is not contaminated. But believe me, when I tell that people, they say that's such a low bar to have to teach people to wash their hands. But believe me, based on what I've seen, we need to do that. And I don't think people who make food for whatever reason maybe don't wash their hands or in one way or another could contaminate their food. They're never doing that out of malice. I never seen that before. It's usually some sort of mistake. People might just not know maybe how to wash their hands and when they have to wash their hands. They just need to be educated. I'm not here as a proponent of us trying to make food in a space that is as clean as a surgery room. That's not what I'm trying to say. Some people, sometimes when we speak about food safety with so much enthusiasm, people think we are trying to sell that idea. I am not. Extension is not. And so we are aware of that. But I really believe that this regulation will increase the risk of food maybe being produced under conditions that are not ideal. Just to make an analogy, I believe the Food Sovereign Act, as it's written, is okay. I think it's a compromise. I see it as let people drive without using a seatbelt or without a helmet. It's their choice. They're likely only putting their lives at risk. And I think it's a compromise I can live with. But I feel like these new changes, these new languages, is like telling people we are also getting rid of the speed limit and we don't need to inspect brakes anymore during state inspections. So if for whatever reason, when there is an accident, it's going to be way worse for everyone involved. So that's kind of my opinion. I think one of the things that I want to bring is, as I mentioned, I talk about risk, and risk is a combination between the hazard and exposure. So I believe there's a hazard that food is contaminated. There always is. Some foods are riskier than other ones. People use the example of baking a pie. A pie is way safer than a dairy product just because the nature of how they're made. So we can play with the hazard, but we can also play with exposure, because when you multiply exposure and hazard, you have risk. And I feel like this legislation would increase the exposure because it would make it easier for people to have access to food that we're producing under consideration, under a situation that is not regulated. That's my testimony, and I would gladly answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Do we have questions from the committee for Mr. Machado? Seeing none, thank you for sitting here and being.